Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. And God is doing awesome things. We're so happy for this Tuesday morning to be live and well in Radio Land. Pastor Diana to come and remind our people this month that this month is a month of restoration. You got to get that word in your spirit and cry out, restore.
Mm-hmm. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 22 tells us, but this is a people robbed and plundered.
Yeah.
All of them are snared in holes, and they are hidden in prison houses. They are prey, and no one delivers. For plunder, and no one says, restore. And if you're looking at your Bible, it has restore with an exclamation point. For plunder, and no one says,
restore.
So there is authority in our mouth to call forth restoration, to call forth restore. When we see people who are being robbed and plundered, when we see people caught in snares, in holes that are hidden in prison houses, and they're prey for others, and there's no one to help, our duty, our responsibility, our God-given authority is to declare restore, to declare restoration. That's why Jesus came. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, Jesus found the place where it was written. And you hear this verse a lot on Make Your Day Count. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. So that was the role, that was the place, that was the restoration on the life of Jesus Christ. And he gave all that authority in the Great Commission to who? To each and every one of us.
Go forth
and be able to bring forth, to call forth for restoration based on the Word of God.
Now, if you slip over, why it must come out of your mouth. When you're caught in a snare or in a trap, you have to let this word come from your mouth. In Isaiah 51, verse 12, we look at David. Mm-hmm. Here, we know David was in a snare here. Mm-hmm. David was in a trap, get caught in a trap. Mm-hmm. And David says in verse 12, restore. He's talking to God. He says, restore. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with your generous spirit. He says, Lord, restore to me something that is precious. What was the precious there? The joy of God's salvation. He was losing it. He has lost it. You don't ask something to be restored if you got it. He says, Lord, restore to me the joy of my salvation. He hasn't got that joy of his salvation, mm-hmm. of his freedom. Mm-hmm. He don't have that no more. So he wants it back. Mm-hmm. You got to cry out, saints of God, in this month of June, the prophetic word that is coming to you is for you to cry, restore. Whatever the devil has eaten out of your life, it's time for it to be restored. Whatever the devil has taken out of your life, you got to call back for restoration, that God will restore it.
And in Psalm 51, David, he wrote that when he was in the place of adultery.
Yes.
When he was in the place of pursuing a plan that which he came forth and he killed the woman, who the married woman, who he had an affair with.
Yeah.
So he said, restore unto me the joy of your salvation. He was caught in a prison. He wasn't in a physical prison.
Yeah.
He was in his palace.
Mental
prison.
And he saw her. Yes.
But he was in a mental and emotional, physical prison.
Yeah.
He was consumed by lust.
Yes.
And that was his drive.
Yes.
So he was imprisoned. He was in a prison that was not able to be seen with the eye. He was in the castle.
Yes.
It looked like it was good.
No.
But it wasn't good. And he knew that he needed restoration. He needed to be restored to the joy of the salvation.
That he wants us. Steady. Mm-hmm. He wants that joy that he once had. He no longer has it. So he's in this place, like you say, he's in a palace that has everything physical around him, but yet mentally he lost that joy. Mentally, he is in prison. And he wants to be free. And the only way he can be free is to call out, restore.
In Psalm chapter 23, verse 3, he also says, he restores my soul.
Soul.
He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So in Psalm 51, it's talking about restoration of the spirit. And in Psalm 23, talking about now restoration of the soul. And the soul and the spirit are two different things. They're not interchangeable. One is not the other.
Right.
The spirit is the breath of God. It's the God part of us. The soul is that, I always compare it to like a tug of war rope. You have the spirit on one team, and then you have the flesh, the physical, on the other team. And the soul is that handkerchief that's tied in the middle of the tug of war rope. So whatever side is pulling, whatever side is stronger, whatever side is being fed more, that's the side that's going to pull. It's going to sway your mind. It's going to sway your feelings. It's going to sway your emotions. That's our soul. Our soul is our mind, our feelings, and our emotions. And it is easily swayed. Our feelings are fickle. They are easily swayed. So if your spirit is strong and you're in the word of God, you're around people who are edifying you and encouraging you in the things of God, your soul, your mind, your feelings, your emotions are going to be in that direction. If you're being overtaken by the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, the things in the physical, then that's where your mind is going to be, where your soul is going to be. So the key is for us to have a consciousness of the things of God, to maintain our discipleship, our discipline in the things of God, to continually have his word, have a time set forth, to be in fellowship with other believers so that our spirit continues to increase and we see when it starts to lack. And we can then shout out, restore.
Yes, we can shout. See, when I look at the place in my life, what it was and what it is right now, then if it's not what it's supposed to be, then the word must come, restore.
When things start being restored, when restoration is breaking forth in people's life, it is undeniable that is God. We know that it's us that does the messing up, right?
Yes.
We know that it's us that gets the problems flowing. We know that it's us. We could see our hand. When something happens or when we do something and the negative consequence comes, it's expected because we know we messed up. We know that we did it. But then when restoration comes in that same area that we know that we messed up and we have no power on our own to restore and restoration comes, that's a testament. That's a witness of the power of God. Surely God showed up and brought restoration.
And if you look back, Diane, go back over to Psalms 51. You will never cry, restore. You'll never use that word unless you come to grips with what David says in Psalms 51, verse 3.
For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. against you, verse 4, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge.
So in order, you got to acknowledge, we will not cry out for that word restore unless we come to the place of what? Acknowledgement. And who ought to do the acknowledgement? You and I. David says, for I acknowledge, that things are not where it's supposed to be. I acknowledge that I have failed. I acknowledge that I am not doing what I'm supposed to do. And only God can fix it. So I'm going to God to do it.
And what's a transgression? A transgression is when we cross that line. When we know the line is there and we cross it anyway. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is always before me. So in that one verse, he says, I, in me. He's not saying you,
no.
And they.
No.
He's saying, for I acknowledge my transgressions when I cross the line.
Yeah.
And my sin is always before me. And then he brings it up into verse 4, against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight. So what does that tell us? Just because man didn't find out doesn't mean that it was right.
Right.
That's right. Just because it slipped by off the radar doesn't mean it was right, because it's truly God that we're sinning against when no one else is looking, and we know the difference between right and wrong, and that line is there. When we cross over that line, it's God that we've sinned against, and it's us who needs to repent.
Yes, because here goes, I acknowledge. We have to come to the place of acknowledgement. If you don't acknowledge, you will never cry for restoration. You only will cry out for restoration when you acknowledge.
That's good. And that goes back to the example that in the beginning of the week where we talked about the refund.
Yes.
When you want your money restored,
yes,
you have to acknowledge
yes
that there's something wrong.
Yes.
You have to acknowledge that the purchase needs to go back and you need your money restored.
Yes.
So you have to initiate the process. The process doesn't just happen. There's something that you have to do. If you got it at a local store, you have to return to the store. You have to go to the appropriate counter. You have to show the appropriate proof. If it was online, you got to send it back with the slip.
Yeah.
But there's a process in order for restoration.
Thank
first
you for joining us for
Make
our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.